The time is now 18 minutes past 7 on Radio Veritas, and it's a pleasure for me to introduce somebody called Patrick Ngomezulu. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, fellow.
How are you this morning?
I'm fine. Yourself?
Very, very well, thank you. We're going to be talking about something that I'm involved with and you're involved with. The Bishop Brenigmeyer Trust Fund.
Yes,
well, I'm not going to take over. I want you to tell us what it is, because Bishop Brenigmeyer died about 10 or more years ago, and
yes.
And then his family made a substantial contribution of money for the education of priests for the Diocese of Kronstadt and the Dominican Order, and so there is a board, and I am part of that board as well. But you tell us now about the Bishop Brenigmeyer Trust Fund and what's going to be happening this coming Sunday.
Okay. Because now it has been, the Bishop Brenigmeyer Trust Fund has been a core venture of the Dominican Order and the diocesan situation.
Yeah.
So the contributions from the diocese side is collected once a year.
Right.
So which means all parishioners in the diocese from each parish, they contribute, and once a year, on the Sunday after the Ascension of our Lord,
yes.
Now we celebrate also on Sunday.
Right.
So then all the parishes, then representatives come together and bring their contributions. So that will be what we'll be doing on Sunday.
And where will this be?
The Mochitello will be at the Our Lady of the Rosary in Thabong, Welkom.
In Welkom, Mochitello. All right, so what happens on that day is that all the different parishes during the course of the year, they've been raising money for the Bishop Brenigmeyer Trust, and they come together on this Sunday, the Sunday after the Ascension. The Mass, I presume, is going to be celebrated by Bishop Peter Holliday.
Yes, he'll be the main celebrant on that day. So,
And then the fun begins, because everybody's in great excitement because they want to see who has brought in most money. Isn't that so?
That's the fun part of it, because everybody comes not knowing who is going to lead this year, because last year we had the parish of St. Peter Plava in Mauken Kronstadt,
yes,
which contributed the highest amount.
Yes, okay. So now this year, everybody's anxious to know who has collected most of the money. So,
there was the excitement. Everybody is phoning, confirming that they will be here, and they bring what they usually say. The shining star will be going to their parish.
So. All right. Well, there we go. So you call it the Mochitello, eh?
Yes. This Sunday we call it the Mochitello. That is the Sotho coin name which was formulated, that when we meet that day, then we meet at the Mochitello. That is the coin name which was given to.
Well, you know, that's the same sort of thing used with, for example, when the women of St. Anne organize a meeting of the St. Anne's, and even ecumenically with other women's organizations, they come together to have a Mochitello to raise money for themselves. But this is to raise money for the Bishop Brenigmeyer Trust Fund.
Yes,
right.
Definitely.
Now, all right, so this money now, it's a considerable amount of money. I think it started at something like 4 million, and it's been very, very well invested now, and I think it amounts to almost about 8 million by now. Now,
yes, it should be around 8 million.
About 8 million, all right. So that's the capital, that's the money that has been invested, and it has been professionally invested. And I must say, I'm very impressed to see the way that money has been invested and how the responsible board, the trustees of this fund, come together on a regular basis to see how the money is being invested, how it's progressing and so on. They've got some really top professional people looking after it. So,
yes, that is what also gave the people, you know, the confidence that the money is well looked after and it is being run by professionals in the church.
Right, exactly. Now, what happens is the Kronstadt Diocese is going to be raising money this coming weekend. Now, what do they do with this money?
The money, the bishop with the trust board, then it is, you know, the capital, this money is put into the capital.
Yes.
So that the interest increases every year as we increase the capital.
All right. So what happens now is you have the Mochikelo at Tabung this coming
Tabung,
week. Yes, at this coming Sunday. And let's say you raise 300,000 rand. Wouldn't that be wonderful?
That would be wonderful, because last year we were at 286,000.
Well, of course you're going to raise much more than that this year, because people are excited. So you're going to raise that money.
Very excited.
And that money is going to be put into the Bishop Brenningmeyer Trust Fund to increase the basic capital. And,
yes,
and
yes.
The idea is that the Dominican Order should be doing something similar. So
yes,
that,
for the Dominicans, it was decided that if the diocese raise 20 rand, then they must put in 20 rand.
That's right, exactly. So you should each put in more or less the same. So that goes into the investment, and then what happens? How does the diocese benefit in the end? And what is the money used for?
The money is used specifically for the tuition of seminarians.
Right, okay. So there it is, to train seminarians. Of course, it costs quite a lot of money to train a seminarian every year. How many do you have in the Kroonstad Diocese?
We have been fortunate. We have 14, and with the grace of God, two of them have just completed, and which is Brother Lakimeti and Bola. So the two have already have just completed, and there will be deacons in August, and somewhere in December, then there will be priests.
There will be priests. Okay, so, yes. I mean, that's wonderful to know that you have about 14 at the moment, 14 candidates for the priesthood, but that's a big expense for any diocese.
Yeah, you know what also encourages our people is that every time during the Mochikelo, some of them we invite them to be there, some of the seminarians.
Okay.
And then said, look, here are the people we are trying to help to become priests.
That's right, yes, yes.
Yeah, and the exciting thing is, God willing and through God's mercy, we have two this year who will be ordained.
Ordained.
And next year there will be two. And in 2019, too, with God's grace.
Yes. Well, Patrick, the nice thing is that the Diocese of Kroonstad and the Dominican Order are putting money into the fund for the education of future priests, either Dominicans or priests of the Diocese of Kroonstad.
Of the diocese, yes.
And you know, that is thanks to the family of Bishop Brenningmeyer. Because it was when Bishop Brenningmeyer died that the family decided we are going to put in a lump sum of money, and I think it was something like 4 million rand, to be invested for the sake of future priests. And we must give all tribute to the Bishop Brenningmeyer family. Because were it not for them, we wouldn't have had this, I must say.
Of course, they helped a lot. That is why the fund is named after the Brenningmeyer.
That's right, indeed.
As an appreciation of their gesture.
That's right. So that's where the Bishop Brenningmeyer Trust Fund is, and it's certainly growing from year to year, and it's being very well cared for. And it would be wonderful if there was something like this in each diocese. But of course, Patrick, the amount of money that you're going to be getting from the fund is not enough to cover the studies of all those students.
Yes, yes. That is why we cannot fail with this Mochikelo. Because the fees are increasing every year. So.
That's right, indeed, yes.
So even if we have this contribution, it is not enough.
It's not enough, but it is certainly something. And
yes, it is definitely something, and we have to do everything in our power to keep it going and keep it growing.
That's right, yes. But anyway, I can certainly assure people in the Kronstadt Diocese who are listening now, and other people, that the money is there, the capital is never touched, and it is just the interest from this money that goes towards the education of Dominican students for the priesthood and diocesan priests in the Diocese of Kronstadt.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Patrick, thank you so much. Anything more you'd like to share with us?
No, I will just, for those who are listening from our diocese, that let's go for it. This is the vision of our leaders in the church who brought this trust fund. So it is for us to support it wholeheartedly.
Absolutely. I agree with you, and let's pray for let's pray that this coming Sunday is going to be a great, great success, better than it has ever been before. I really hope so.
Thank you very much, Father.
Patrick Ngomezulu, thank you very much indeed. God bless you, and thank you for talking to us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. There we go. Patrick Ngomezulu from the Diocese of Kronstadt, and he is in the diocese, the coordinator of the Bishop Brennick Meyer Trust Fund, and they're having what they call their Muchikelo. It's when all the parishes, or representatives from all the parishes, come together on this coming Sunday. They dance, they sing, they celebrate, and each doesn't know what the other has done, and they want to see who has collected most money towards this Bishop Brennick Meyer Fund, which is used, the interest from the fund is used towards the education of priests for the future. Right, the time is now going on for exactly 7:30.